Greetings, dear family. Mother Claire began speaking. Precious Lord Jesus, we bring ourselves to your feet, needing your guidance and shepherding. Please speak to us and give us your servants a word today. My dear ones, I commend all of you for persevering through this storm. You have all been faithful to me in this time of trial, and for that, I thank you. Know that this road you have chosen is one that few will ever take, for it is filled with crosses and sacrifices. Yet may I say, the friendship with me that comes with it is priceless. You are all so very special to me, and I cherish you more than you can imagine. If you knew the good that is transpiring around the world and the graces that are being poured out on others through your sufferings and sacrifices of obedience, you'd leap for joy. Yet these things are hidden from you to keep you from complacency and pride and competition with one another. That is the way of Satan's kingdom. Each of you have a very unique gift that you bring to my body and to souls, and my spirit works through you all, blessing and anointing your acts of love for me and one another. No matter how little or insignificant the task may be to you, in my kingdom, all are cherished for who they are and the gifts they bring, so that there may be no room for jealousy or insecurity. My dear children, build one another up and affirm each other in who they are, even if it means humbling yourself to the greatest degree, for this is the way of heaven. Yes, of the angels and saints. When heaven looks on such a soul, we are filled with joy and shower blessings and graces even more to encourage them along the way. The battles will continue, but remember, you are in training, and I am using all. Yes, even the demons and witches to exercise you in virtue, grow you in perseverance, and most of all, purify you to enter heaven. My mother is ever at your side and is especially fond of this community. You are all leaders in training, beloved ones, and you shall be used to bring my light to the darkest of places. I am preparing you for a fresh outpouring, so I am tightening your sandals to be able to handle the mantles I release to you. Cling to me, and I will deliver you. I shall never leave you nor forsake you. You are all learning the ways of heaven, so that I may release you to bring heaven on earth to all men. Intensify your prayers for now, beloved ones. Focus more on building yourselves and each other up. Hold each other dearly in your hearts and be your brother's keeper. You have been targeted much by the enemy, and their number one assignment is to divide you so that you will be conquered. Stay in unity. Stay in brotherly love. And most of all, be quick to forgive and bless, even if it's the last thing you want to do. You are my solace in such a cold, bitter, and broken world, broken with hatred, murder, selfishness, and pride, Know that I cherish your love and time with me dearly. And I run to you, my bride, to take my mind off the evil I must behold in the world every day. Truly your kindness and acts of love are a great comfort to my heart. Continue to come to the aid of those in need, especially your brothers and sisters. I am with you. Know that as long as you are humble, hidden, and committed to me and the good of others, yes, even your enemies, you will have my full protection from the enemy. I bless you now with my peace, my loving presence among you, and my love to go out to all the world and show them you are my disciples by your love for one another. Amen.